I found an answer to something my 8-year-old son, CJ, likes even better than math: baseball. Let me be clear here. My level of skill at baseball, actually with every kind of ball, is pretty much the opposite of my mastery of math. I've reached 40, and I still throw the way that we used to call before they started showing college softball on TV, like a girl. But CJ is a baseball fanatic. He lives and dies with the Milwaukee Brewers and is pretty set on being one of them when he grows up. He plays Little League with a fierce concentration I seldom see at home, and I've learned a lot about what kind of math parent I want to be from an unexpected source: his coaches. Baseball is a game, and math for kids is a game too. Everything for them is a game. That's the great thing about being a kid. In Little League, you play hard and you play to win, but it doesn't actually matter who wins. And good coaches get this. They don't get mad and they don't throw you off the team. They don't tell you that you stink at baseball, even if you do. They tell you what you need to do to get better, which everybody can do. What does it mean to coach math instead of teaching it? For CJ, it means I give him a mystery number to think about before bed. I'm thinking of a mystery number, and when I multiply it by 2 and add 7, I get 29. What's the mystery number? And already you're doing not just arithmetic, but algebra. For his little sister, who's 4, that's too formal. But say we're at the grocery store and we need 4 cans of soup, and she brings me 2. And I say, "So, we need 3 more, right?" She says, "No, Daddy, that's really funny. When you're 4, it's a game, and it's math." Lots of games are math. There are classics you know about, like chess, which builds the ability to follow a series of logical steps; Monopoly, which demands basic arithmetic and probabilistic reasoning; and Rubik's Cube, which is fundamentally an exercise in geometry and group therapy.